Are you blessed today?
Yes.
Sino naka-feel ang bilis kong April? Grabe, no? Parang dumaan lang siya. Balik tanong ka sa akin, oh! Kasi may mag-hike ako with boy bros on May 1. Sabi ko, ready na ba sa hike sa Wednesday? Ano ba sa Wednesday? May 1 na, ha? So yun lang. Ang bilis ng 2024. Do you agree with me?
Yes.
But don't worry. Ask me why. God's blessings are never late. Our message to the whole series comes from St. Augustine and says, we are an Easter people and hallelujah is our song. Let me tell you a story. In one of my leadership programs for my client, the boss asked me to submit a design or a proposal. Ano po yun? Sabi ko, ano po yun? So meron kaming like 20 people in the leadership program na tinrain. Sabi niya, sir, ganito gawin nyo. Can you submit to me sino yung highest bet nyo na member? To the lowest, yung highest, yung pwede nating alagaan. We will invest millions to this person. Tapos yung meh. Tapos yung chugiin na natin. Yung ganyan. So talagang, so parang I had to observe everyone, every leadership, every usap namin, every training, every seminar, every coaching session, kailangan ko sila usasiin. Talagang inaral ko sila. Tapos when I made my report or whenever I make my reports, I submit to the client. Nakikinig naman yung client. Of course, the HR boss pa rin masusunod. But still, or and the pinaka-boss. I would just have to do my thing. And ito yung na-realize ko. Masaya eh. Tanyo sa akin, ano?
Ano?
Binayaran ako ng kliyente to judge people. Ang galing, di ba? Pero, oh Lord, God will really provide something sa skills mo. Alam mo, na-realize ko, hindi naman pala ako judgmental. Alam niyo ano ako? Tanyo sa akin, ano?
Ano?
Magaling ako sa data collection. Data gathering and assessment. Behavioral science, OD ang aking degree. So talagang, it is part of my core strengths, okay? So, yun. Naisip ko lang ito. I've always been observant. I like observing people. I'm not judgmental. Kahit yun na-judge niyo akong judgmental ako. Binrant ko na sa YouTube, yun judgmental ako. And I like observing people. I like seeing yung mga saltik ng tao, yung mga kawilduhan. I really enjoy it. Talaga, okay. Ito yung trigger word niya. Yung mga ganun. Tapos, hindi ko iiwasan. Kitrigger ko siya lalo. Kasi parang tuwang-tuwa ako mapikot. I don't know why. Why am I sharing this? Because there has been a talent, a gift, a calling that has been planted inside you when you were being formed in your mother's womb. And even if you're 8 years old and you haven't pursued, then God is still there. Alam nyo, pag may bless sa Lord sa'yo, may in-anoint si Lord sa'yo, hindi natatapon yan. Even Samson, after being imprisoned for many years, never lost his strength. Bumaba yung buhok niya ulit, lumakas siya. What am I saying? When God blesses you with something, there is no expiration. So maybe you think your life is meaningless or is going nowhere. The reason that you're alive means that God has a purpose for your life. Sipin mo ako nga, kumikita. I mean, I'm preaching for free. I love doing what I do. Tapos pwedeng, ha? Pwede mo palang pagkakitaan yan? Tapos pwede mo palang pagkakitaan maging data collecting sa pag-observe ng tao. See? So guys, I just want to say that we live in a world where God is abundant. That anything that you are and you have, God can transform to bless you and your family. Do you agree with me?
Yes.
Friends, your life's purpose is not self-reliance, self-preservation, and selfishness. Your purpose is to live out God's design for your life. But here's the problem. Ask me what? There is evil in this world. Evil tries to stop us from being the best people we can be. Tingnan mo nga yung katabi mo. Grabe, sabi ko, tingnan mo lang. Hindi ko sabing evil siya, ha? One popular quote na ang galing nung kanyang author, si Anonymous. Sabi niya, the only thing necessary for triumph, for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. And evil lurks in four ways: ego, vices, indifference, lies. Number one, let's talk about ego. It is a person's ego or pride is the root of all evil. Do you agree with me? The middle word for sin is I, and the middle word for pride is I. Galing. Lala, English. Ego says, only I matter. What I say is the truth. What I want is what matters. Tumabi kayo dyan. Dadaan ako sa special lane kasi importante ako. Kayo matraffic sa EDSA. Everyone else is less important than me. When we think na hindi gaganang isang organization, isang team without you, that is our pride talking. When we allow our pride to get the best of ourselves, we hurt the people that we love. Do you agree with me? Let's talk about vices. Good habits become a virtue. Bad habits become a vice. Guys, but first, ayaw gumana lang. Masabayan na lang ako. Okay. Our vices are a form of escape. As we try to escape essential responsibilities, we engage in vices. And every vice will ruin our lives and the life of people we love. Ang sad thing dun is, vices are a mask of our desperate call for love. If you see someone na may bisyo, huwag niyo na siya i-judge. Because more often than not, that person hates himself or herself more because may woundedness. Do you agree with me? So if you see a person that is in living in vices, mahalin niyo siya. Kailangan niya ng pag-ibig. Ang vices daw parang ABS-CBN. Men's vices, ABS, alak, babae, sugal. Ang babae, CBN. Chismosa, buangera, and nagger. Di akin yan, joke ni Brother Robert, ginaya ko lang. Siyawain yun. Indifference. Many would say that the opposite of love is hate. But the opposite of love is not hate, but indifference. Apathy. The absence of feeling or over circumstance of people. The absence of empathy. Hindi lang pwede, caring ako, sabi ko caring ako. Caring is going out of your way to take care of others. Would you agree with me? Guys, if you're not indifferent, what would you do? Hindi pwede yung emoji lang. Heart, love you, hugs. Hindi. Gagawa ka ng paraan para pumunta sa kaibigan mo nagdurusa at yakapin siya. Can I ask you to reflect on something? When you see beggars in the streets, especially the beggars in East Avenue, the beggars in Gilmore, Santolan, Corner Ortigas, does your heart break? Or sanay ka na lang? Let's talk about lies. It is believed that Hitler said, if you tell a big lie enough and keep replacing it, people eventually come to believe it. Sometimes, ang hobby natin Pinoy, mahilig tayo maniwala sa lies, sa fake news. Do you agree? I wanna go political, but let's just keep talking about Jesus. Habitual lying, you know, it's really what destroys us. Do you agree with me? Sometimes, kasi tayo na niniwala sa ating sariling lie. And the problem with lie, to tell one lie, then you have to cover it up with another lie, and then another lie, and another lie. So I will tell you the truth. Ask me what? Magandang lalaki ako. Sabi niyo, makailangan palakpakan, hiyang-hiya na ako. Na-awkward ako bigla. Friends, I love social media, but social media is bombarded with fake news. Even nga sa fitness world, may mga tao kita mo, bilis tumakbo, pero pag sina, or bigat daw sila magbuhat, pero pag sina, kasama mo na, yung mga pinapost pala lang fitness stuff online, lie pala. So what am I saying? Due diligence, guys. Huwag kayo magpaloko. Nagpaloko ka na nga sa ex mo, papaloko pa sa social media. We must counter the truth because the truth will always set you free. And to the single people here, the young and the singles, If tingin mo, babalikan ka pa nung taong ng ghost sa'yo, you are lying to yourself. We must not allow evil to comfort, to be our comfort zone. Kasi ganito na eh. Kasi ganyan na. Ganito na LGU namin. Ganito na yung kumpanya namin. Ganito na. Kasi kinasanayan na namin. Friends, we must break free. Because St. Irenaeus of Lyon, church father and doctor of the church, says, "The glory of God is man fully alive." Or in Latin, I love the Latin, "Gloria Dei es vivens homo." Are you fully alive? Are you living your best life? To be the best you, you must embrace Easter. Minsan gumagana siya, minsan hindi. Medyo matampuhin. Guys, kailangan tayong bagong laptop. Nag-plug! So, let us combat evil with life. How do we live? We spell out L-I-V-E. So, to be fully alive means to live through love, inspiration, virtue, and enthusiasm. Live in love. 1 John 3, verse 16. This is how we know what love is, that Christ laid down His life for us. We ought to lay down our lives for our brethren. My dear brothers and sisters, my dear Feast Magnolia, can you look at me? I invite you to allow God to love you. And that love that you receive is the love you give to others. So, paano mo gagawin yan? Ask me how! Magpamahal ka, hindi ka robot. If you care, for example, your things, your phone, your car, alam mo, God cares more about you. Second, live in inspiration. Jesus said, "So that your light must shine before others and that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Heavenly Father." Alam nyo, kami mga lalaki, we respect men who are respectable. It's hard for us men to give respect to those that we think are not respectable. Yung walang integrity. So that's why it's hard for men to follow men or to do good, because there are not a lot of good men that we see out there. So when I got to know Brother Bo behind the stage, or beside, outside the stage, as a mentor, as a ninong, as just a life teacher, my leader, it really inspired me. Na mas maging mabuting tatay, mabuting asawa. Ang laki pa ng cheeks ko sa picture eh, no? Kita ko yung mga mukha nyo, data, na kita ko yung face nyo, ginudge nyo ako. Lord have mercy on them. Friends, family, one of the main reasons I live a life that I live now because of Brother Bo. He helped me become the man I am now. So, family, I invite you to find a person that will inspire you to live a better life. It may be someone you know or someone far from you. But you need someone to inspire you. Yes? Maybe Pope Francis. Kung sino man yan. You need inspiration. Why? Ask me why. Our focus will always be drawn to something. But if our focus is not drawn to someone that inspires us, it will be drawn on the wrong things. Am I making sense? Find someone that inspires you. Next, live in virtue. I repeat that all good habits become a virtue and bad habits become a vice. We must make good habits work and let them grow as virtues. So here's the virtues. Let's list them. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such there is no law. Again, guys, I want you to love, to be joyful. Paano mo, bro, mahirap. Ang dami kong problema. Paano kong ngingiti? Guys, just smile. And God will bring the emotion to you. Smile even if when you're suffering. God will take care of the rest. Next is living enthusiastic. The etymology of the word enthusiasm is en theos, which means God or simply acting in behalf of God. Guys, let's bring back the essence of God. What do I mean? Do you love Jesus?
Yes.
Do you think Jesus loves you?
Yes.
So if you know that Jesus loves you, can we shift? Can you say the word shift?
Shift.
Instead of saying, pupunta ko nyari sa work, ganyan ka, sabihin sa'yo ng office mate, bakit parang patay ang Diyos? Hindi ha, blessed ako. Kala ko office yesterday. Friends, let's live in enthusiasm. What does that mean? Let's live in the joy of the Lord. Even when you're struggling, you say, Lord, mahirap ang buhay, but you got my back. Lord, di ko lang paano ito gagawin tong report na to, paano bibentahan tong kliyente na to, but you have my back. Help me smile. I know you're with me in my sales pitch. I know you're with me with my report. I know you're with me. And if you know that God is with you every single moment of your life, guess what happens? Ask me what? You will smile, you will be happy, kahit hirap ka na, kahit gutom ka na. And even, for example, as a salesperson, yung nakangiti ka, alam mo si Lord kasama mo, kahit di mo lang paano bibentahan, yung just that presence, that aura of the Lord in you can convince someone to buy from you. Or sometimes, yung isang leader natin dito, big time siya. Tapos nirefer ko one of our youth leaders dun sa taong yun. Naghahanap siya ng mentee. Na-train niya to be the next leader. Tapos nung tinanong, kamusta interview mo? Sabi niya, Jepon, pwede ba lahat ng youth sa Feast Magnolia? Kung bakit? Kinabahan ako, ganyan. Wala, baka chugi na. Sobrang nakaka-inspire siya. Sorry, huwag niyong, this is verbatim from the person na kausap ko, hindi sa akin galing ito. Sabi niya, sana lahat ng Gen Z ganyan, ka-teachable. Kung medyo ginudge mo na at in-affirm at the same time. Okay. That's what happens when the joy of the Lord is with you. The impossible becomes possible. The sad becomes joyful. Do I hear an amen?
Amen.
1 Corinthians says, therefore, my beloveds, be firm and steadfast, always fully devoted to the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain. Before we end this talk, we have somebody who will share a little bit of her story of how a light group blessed her life or transformed her life. And I'm so glad because grabbing faithfulness. I just want to say if my reflection on her life is faithfulness. Faithfulness of the Lord in loving this woman. So let me call on Malene Palahan.
Time to share in the Feast family, but I'd like to I started attending Feast way back in college. But I went to Singapore for work. So every time I will go home, I would attend the Feast PICC. So but I joined Feast Magnolia around 2019. I attended the Feast Galleria Monday. It was held in the cinema. Then I wanted to have a smaller and intact or more or less intimate relationship with a family in a community much bigger than me. So because life has been hard for me and my family. So if you may look into the Feast Magnolia, a Facebook magazine, our family on forgiveness was shared on March 2024 issue. It was our story of our Lent, how Good Friday became a Good Friday, a sorrowful mystery, and it became a joyful mystery with luminous mystery and all the mysteries that we have to go through on about forgiveness on someone who killed my dad. So he was murdered, but that's a different story. But when I joined, I attended a light group. It was with Jem and then it was July 2019. So after that, I was added to the group chat. So I didn't, I wasn't consistent then because I was busy with work. It may be an excuse, but I chose that I would always say that I'm still at work, but I was really. But I think I could have been more responsible on that part. But anyway, God's pruning timing has its own for each and every one of us. So being part of this light group has taught me about growth. It's about hearing sound advice, corrections, at the same time, honesty. Because being part of this LG group, I can be truly honest with them. I can share even if the some things that I'm afraid even to share with my family. It's with this group of women that I find God, because when it's harder to love someone, they would remind you that that's the actually the best time to to love them. I'm still growing in this community. You see, I'm from Taguig, but I travel as much possible to go here to attend this community, because I can I always attend. My sister attends the Feast Mahadi. She serves there in the Intercessory Ministry. My brother also serves in SM Aura. My family goes to PICC whenever they are in Manila. But I choose this family because I know they are they know me, and by knowing me, they would grow with me, and you know, they would accept me for who I am. And you see, in our light group, our light group lead is Christelle. She's known for Volunturo and Journey. They would, you know, they saw something in me that I may not be able to see. So they would, you know, encourage you to join and be part of other ministry for you to be able to serve. Ako lang, sinasabi ko lang, I may not have the talent for voice, but alam mo, kay Lord, kahit sa ministry ka, may silbi ka. Because the Lord knows your intentions. He sees what you believe in, and He will always lead you and provide for you. Basta, susundin mo lang siya. Thank you for this opportunity, and I hope we will all grow in our faith with the Lord. Thank you, and God bless.
All the way from Taguig every Sunday. Let's give Maline a big hand. Remember naman nakakatuwa? Di ba ang dami pigdaan ni Maline? Tapos nung magsisimula tayo ng feast, sabi ni Maline, uy, may extra kaming TV. Pwede ko ba i-donate sa feast? And yun yung ginagamit ng worship leader and ng preacher, ng prompter. Kung wala siya, wala to. Litong-lito lang kami sa buhay natin. Nung naisip ko lang nga while Maline is sharing, you don't have to be perfect. Don't have need to have everything under control to give, to love, and to care. Amen? Look at the person beside you. Mahal ni Lord yan. Before we close, can you just hold the hand of the person beside you? Sabihin mo lang sa kanya, God loves you so much. May plan na siya for you. Your best days are ahead of you. Alam nyo, na pa-reflect lang ako. Dito sa akin, bakit? Sa feast, may mga buntis ngayon sa atin. Tapos may mga newborn, may toddlers. I love, guys, huwag kayo, pag mga parents dito, huwag kayo mahiya sa akin if your toddler is running around. Do you know why? Because a child means life. Yes? If there is a child at the feast running, ay, sinibuhay na buhay ang feast. Tapos, may singles looking for love, looking for career purpose. Tapos, may married, young family. Tapos, may, you know, matagal lang married na gusto na nilang kunin ni Lord yung asawa nila. Yung ganyan. Tapos, some people are already in their pre-departure area. You know, going to the Lord soon. And this is beautiful. Ask me why. Sabi sa corporate world, it's called, ako pa nag-report nito dati sa amin. Something like a generational diversity, which makes the most successful organizations like Apple, etc., have generational diversity. And you know what this means for us? Ask me what? Church. Church is for every human being. Buhay ka, mayaman ka, pangit ka, yung tigyawat mo, may tigyawat, clear skin ka, you know, whatever it is, as long as you are alive, you belong to God's church. Do I hear an amen?
Amen.
So, St. Irenaeus says, the glory of God is man fully alive. It's one of the best ways to glorify Him is to live. Love, inspiration, virtue, enthusiasm. Alam nyo, medyo emotional talk to, kasi for those who have been with me for FGH for a while, favorite ko tong line na to eh. But guess what? For the past 4 years or 5 years, since 2020 pala, may namat ko, 4 years. Alam mo yung buhay ko nang walang passion? Have you ever felt that? And for somebody, I'm a very passionate person. And you know what my wife would do? Ask me what? My wife would suffer seeing me passionless for 4 years. Well, actually, 3.5. And you know what she would do instead? Instead of nagging me, she did the most powerful thing she can do. Ask me what? She prayed the rosary every day for my soul. Minsan nga daw, sobrang pagod niya, nakakatulog na siya ng hilf. Ganun. Jesus prayed for me. And nung the other day, kita niya, parang busy-busy ako. Talagang, the past few weeks, I've been so busy. Di na ako makapag-games, yung ganyan. Tapos naiyak siya. Di na ako, sobrang busy. Di ako makapag-shopping. Ganun ka-busy. Di ako makabili ng bagong sapatos. But my wife was so happy. Sabi niya, 3 years kong pinagdasal. Ibalik ni Lord yung zeal mo. That you get out of that dark night of the soul. Hey. This is a photo of Nick Vujicic, a popular motivational speaker. He's a quadriplegic, yet he can swim. So, pinapaisip ko na nakita ko ito, ano pang excuse mo sa buhay? Siya nga, walang kamay pa, nakapag-swimming. Some people say that the lack of hands and feet is what's holding him back. But then, yet he's living his full life. Tanong ko sa inyo, ikaw, what is something holding you back from living your best life? Can I end with a story? My personal story. When my mom was pregnant with me, she was bedridden from 3 months until panganak ako. Third month pa lang daw, 3 cm na siya. So, my life was meant to be doomed. Lahat na ng pampakapit tata, pinainom na para mabuhay ako. Tapos sabi, ayaw nung batang mamatay, buhay pa din siya. Andiyan pa rin. Alam mo, bata pa lang, clingy na ako. Bata pala ako, tambay na. But I just kept, for, parang yung OB ni mom, hindi daw makapaniwala, ba't buhay pa ako? Parang dapat deads ka na, iho, ganyan. Kung yun, man, I would imagine that conversation would be like that. And what happened was, nung tinignan nila, ay mukhang baka may, dahil sa dami ng pampakapit, alam niyo yung pampakapit generation dati, yung talagang hindi pa okay. Talagang, they were prepared for an abnormal human being. Yung ganun. Tapos binilang nila yung daliri ko, 20, 10, 5, 5, 5, 5. Yan, kumpleto. May extra antenna lang ako dito sa gilid. Tapos parang mukha namang okay. Until I was growing up, sunod-sunod yung UTI ko. Ano yung UTI? Urinary tract infection. Sunod-sunod siya. Every week, every month, UTI ako na UTI. Sa kala nila, kasi pinagpakain ako, ano yung mga grandparents? Sinuspoil yung mga apo. Do you agree? So my lolo would feed me one, yung pinakamalaking lalagyan ng picnic. Every yan, daily yan. Banat ako ng banat dyan. Siyempre, favorite apo. Okay? So just wanna say that. Ako first apo eh. So, favorite talaga ako. Hindi na yung kapatid ko. So, I was the favorite apo. And sunod yung UTI ko until they found out that, you know, I was born with one kidney. So, wala akong left kidney. So, wala. Pag in-ultrasound ako, dugo lang yan. Black space. I just have a right kidney. And I realized that I'm not like Nick Vujicic, who had obvious struggles. Kita mo, wala siyang kamay paa. Most of my pain in life have been internal. Maybe just like you. Maybe people don't know that you're suffering inside. Relate kayo. Maybe you look so strong, you look rich, you look beautiful, you look wonderful, but inside you're suffering and nobody cares or nobody... Dude, ikaw ba? Kaya mo yan. And I realized, nung nireflect ko tong talk na to, grabe. The thief wanted to take my life many, many years ago. I was just in my mother's womb. The thief did not want me to live anymore. The thief tried to kill me in my mother's womb, but guess what? I am alive. So if God allowed me to live with one kidney, I am alive, then there must be a holy purpose for everything that I had to go through in life. Alam nyo, ang Diyos walang sinasayang na trial. Maybe the enemy will try to harm you and hurt you, but guess what? Mama Mary will always crush the head of the devil. Mama Mary, Jesus through Mary. It will always be Jesus through Mary. God will always win the fight for you. He has an army that is undefeatable. And then I was running last year. I was in a race. I was running. Kasi medyo last year, nasa balik alindot mode ako. So I was running and I was at the 5K mark. Naghahabol na ako and I was picking up pace. I realized something. Ask me what? Alam ko kasi maganda pa nag-run. Dahil mo reflection eh. Wala kang phone. So now I was running. Sabi ko, God allowed me to live and live and live. And parang God keeps on finding ways for me to live. Teka. 3 decades, more than 3 decades ago, I should have died 3 months in my mother's womb. But nabuhay ako eh. So if you live, there is a purpose for your life. Yes? So then, if the enemy wants me to die, the enemy doesn't want me to live a full life by having limitations like one kidney, kulang, ganun yung inisip ko for the longest time. There was a subconscious line in my head, kulang ka. May kulang sa'yo. Paulit-ulit yan. And I was running, biglang sabi ko, Lord, what if every step, every kilometer I run will be for your glory? So parang, oh, ano? What if my body, every achievement that I have, everything that I am, is for your glory? So that changed my mode. Nag-shift talaga ako. Now, every kilometer, every step, when I lift the barbell, when I do a handstand, when I do this, when I do that, it is not for my achievement. It is to declare to the enemy that you wanted me to live. You wanted me to die, but then I declare to the devil, no, everything I do when I preach, because it's a very physical task, when I run, when I lift, when I do this, whenever I use my body, it is a declaration that God wins over the enemy. That the devil cannot steal my life, cannot destroy my life, that Jesus wins. So, today I live my life simple. whatever financial achievement, career achievement, ministry achievement, physical achievement, it is not for my vainglory. It is not for my awards. It is for the glory of the Lord. That whenever they would see a Catholic can be strong, a Catholic can be successful, a Catholic can love people, it is that my life is for the glory of the Lord Most High, that I am, everything that I am is for His glory. Can you stand up? So let me repeat. Saint Irenaeus of Lyon. You know what he is the church doctor of? Ask me what? The church doctor of unity. His purpose in the Catholic Church is to unite all Christians, to unite all Catholics for the glory of the Lord. So my dear brothers and sisters, let me ask you again, as we worship, as Vince leads you to worship, what is holding you back from living your best life yet? And maybe you're saying, I'm too young, I'm too old, I'm too poor, I'm too rich, I'm too guapo, whatever it is, your limiting belief. I want to tell you that the glory of God is man fully alive.